Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast episode 529. My name's Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
Hi. Back for more.
Yeah. How's it going?
Good. Can you start my headphones a little bit?
Sure.
Sorry, we should have played this game before.
Yep.
Start. Oh, that's perfect. Thank
you. That's good.
Oh, too loud. Too loud. Too loud.
Too loud.
Too loud. Too loud. Little down. Perfect. Right there. That works.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for joining us. 813-693-2124. Radio St. Pete. Sundays 6 something. And podcast. HMB Radio on your favorite podcast feed. Now, slight adjustment. If you subscribe audio only on podcast, you only get the first half an hour because we're doing extra uncensored content available only on where, Anna?
Substack.
That's going to be one. Two. We literally just talked about this.
I'm thinking about Dan Markell. I'm sorry. I'm off in a distant space.
Rumble, YouTube for free. Substack, audio only. If you want the audio only. Now, I'm an audio only person. I know that you're obsessed with this new podcast about murder. And you're an audio person. Obviously, our background is podcasting and radio. Now there's video. Mm. As you can see, the beautiful studio here that we have. It's not in a closet. This would be the biggest closet in the world, by the way, if it was a closet. There's a closet back here, though. But
yeah,
that's neither
open
here nor there. It should be closed.
It should be closed.
I should close it. Will you close it?
Yeah.
But we're doing YouTube. Rumble is going to have extra content. Now, Substack also. I tried to make it as cheap as I could, Anna. It's $5. For right now, you can subscribe. And I think I'm even going to extend it. It's 30 days right now for free. You're going to have some extra content, at least probably an extra podcast a week that we can guarantee that's going to be behind there at Substack. So just go to hmbradio.substack.com. Sign up. It's free right now. 30 days. You're going to get some extra audio-only content from Anna. Have you tried smelling salts?
No, I'm not. I haven't. I'm not doing them.
Why not?
No. Because I've done them, and I've done them as a radio gimmick, and they're awful. Dude, no.
It makes you feel good.
No, it doesn't. I don't like them.
Woo! That is good. Anna, try it out.
No, I don't. I honestly don't want to. It scares me. It's
you're ruining. I wanted to try to surprise you.
I've done it before. It's horrendous.
It's actually cocaine in here.
Oh,
it's not case. Smelling salts. I lied. I was fibbing you. No, it is. But boy, those are good. Yeah, I got those for Christmas.
Who gave them to
my,
you?
My girlfriend's brother gave them to me for Christmas. I don't know why, but I haven't been using them. I got to keep them by my bed. Start your day with some nose torque.
No.
What are you so afraid of?
It's horrible. It's like, it reminds me of this time where I accidentally had hot mustard and thought it was just like normal French's mustard. Mm-hmm. And it goes right to your brain, to your brain. It's like, I would say it's comparable to like a brain freeze, but with acid, if that makes sense.
I did when I remember on Christmas, I took a big swig because I've never done it before. And I just like put my nose right into it. Yeah. And I almost burned one nostril out of my head.
Because you did you actually like sniff?
Yeah.
Because you're not even supposed to sniff.
Deep sniff.
Oh,
Deep sniff.
I'm sure that was hilarious for everyone around you.
Oh, yeah. They loved it. They loved it. I'm like dying.
Yeah.
You ever watch Hot Chip?
The Pocky Chip?
The Pocky Chip.
Yeah. We actually had a co-host almost die from it.
Oh.
Lummy.
That would have been some good content there.
Yeah. Except he was in the hospital for 2 days and he had to have an endoscopy where they go down the throat, the esophagus.
Yeah.
And he needed stitches because he was so violently vomiting from over consuming milk that actually ripped his esophagus, and they had to staple it up.
So it wasn't even a pocky chip. It was too much milk and then vomiting.
I think it was both, because I think the chip was like scraping on the way up. And then also just the overconsumption of milk.
Yeah.
He was internally bleeding.
Oh my God.
So yeah, be careful, folks.
That's awful.
It's not so funny anymore, is it? Well, it's still funny.
There's this guy that we watch, and I hate him, but I will watch his content. It's just some dude, Florida boy, IG, Florida boy made something or other. Some dude, I think he's from Jacksonville, or maybe he's from Miami. But he just goes to these, you know, what's the right word to say? Underserved neighborhoods. It goes to the liquor stores, convenience stores, where there's a lot of, you know, drug use and alcohol abuse. And he goes, hey, you want to make $40? Here's just eat this chip. You got to eat the whole thing. And then they do it. And then there's a lot of hubris there. They're like, pfft. Well, they ask, well, what's the hottest thing you ever eaten before? And like they'll be like, hot crab. I swear to God, that's what they say. Jalapeno.
Fire sauce at Taco Bell.
Louisiana hot sauce. Yeah. Like stuff like that. And you're just going, you don't know what you're in for. Like, these are no joke. But they're like, I can handle it. And then they take it and they die. Like, I haven't seen anybody literally die. I've seen people roll on the ground. I've seen people, you know, really, really hurt themselves for our entertainment here.
Yeah.
And clicks for him. And he's making a fortune off this because he's running ads and he's paying them a whopping. Oh, did I say how much he's paying?
$40.
Damn it. I heard he did. I was going to say, like, I would take.
You ruined your own.
$40.
Yeah.
What? I mean, I wouldn't like.
But you don't know what you're in for. That's the thing.
You think
if someone just gave you $40 to eat a Dorito chip, you'd be like, yeah, of course. So they don't know.
But they do know. He goes, this is really hot. And they go, yeah, right. How hot could it be? He goes, all right, $40 if you eat it. And then they eat it and they get really ill. And the crazy thing about it is there's people behind watching and waiting to go next. And then one of the questions he asks is, would you recommend that people do this? And they always go, no. And then they usually run away and get some milk or whatever, get something to drink. And he follows them around and watches their reactions, and they can't talk, and he asks them questions. It's very, what's the word?
Exploitative.
Exploitative. That's right. That's it.
They're exploited.
But they, you know, agree to it. And then there's someone ready to go, yeah, that guy's a wuss. I can do it. It just keeps going.
Yeah.
It's hours and hours of content of people. It's truly amazing. That's kind of what the smelling salts are, I guess, but not really, not in the same category at all. Anna, how are you? What's been going on in your life this week?
Oh my God. So many things. I honestly don't know if I should share my Pride experience because it was kind of exclusive content.
Oh, it's going on Substack, by the way.
Yeah. And if we are going to talk about it, we need to talk about it on the uncensored portion of the show.
Okay.
I cannot do it justice using elementary school terms. I need to really
fill
people in with what actually went down. Because it was debaucherous. It was
there a lot of nudity?
Semi. There might be some stickers covering some parts.
Okay.
You know, it was also raining when I was there. So people were a little bit covered up. Can I tell you the most grotesque thing I saw just briefly?
Yeah.
And then we can talk about like the fun stuff.
Sure.
On the uncensored part. Probably the most disgusting thing I saw. There was a goth dressed woman.
Mm.
And
makeup and all.
Yes.
Yeah.
In full black garb, you know, long sleeves, long pants, a cape.
Ooh.
Cape.
Nice.
But probably the most disgusting thing about her or it or whatever, she was just in socks, wet socks, walking around Central Avenue. Jumping in foam. There was a foam party that kind of got dismantled because of the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like for the children, and then it got rained out. Yes,
for the children.
There was a blow up play place. There was a foam party for the children, and it got rained out. And so then this woman, I don't want to assume her gender, this person decided she was going to take off her shoes and leave her socks and just jump around in the foam in her socks, just fully dressed. So she was just, you know, wet from water, sweat, and foam.
Oh, and, can you imagine the smell?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think it was like cleansing foam. It wasn't like antibacterial foam. It was play foam.
Bubbles.
So, yeah. So I saw that and I remember being like, I think I said to the gay guy next to me, I'm like, listen, I'm okay with a lot of things around here and what people are doing. I am not okay with that. Put on some shoes. You're going to get tetanus, or you know, you're going to have a tinnitus, something. You're going to get something bad. You're going to step on a nail or something. It's disgusting. Take care of yourself. Show yourself some love and respect.
What did the gay guy say?
Oh my God. I can't talk about gay guys too extensively in this part again, but I've been revived in how much I love gay men.
They're fun.
That's specific too.
They're fun.
So we'll talk more about that in the later episode or later portion of the show.
Well, welcome everybody. We this is the free portion of the program. Again, I would say go to Substack, hmpradio.substack.com, sign up. It's free right now. There's going to be content there behind the paywall, full audio only podcast up there, uncensored portion as well. And this week, Anna, was the week of Haktua. I feel like we got to talk about it now. It's going to be way too late. It's already pretty much over.
It is. Right? It really is. But we can get on the tail end of it.
This woman went viral. It's so crazy how things can go. A throwaway moment just takes the world by storm. And the Haktua girl really hit some sort of
like pressure point.
She hit some trigger point in, I think, men and women, honestly. How did you feel about I guess we should, if nobody saw it, I guess we got it. We got to play it, right? Mm-hmm. Hopefully this plays here.
How many is on your roster?
There's only one I want. I love you, Pookie, forever.
How do you get over a breakup?
The only way to get over one is get under another.
It's cobwebs off this thing. Don't miss.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh, you got to give him that hook to it. Spit on that thing.
It's so funny. I've seen it many times now. She went viral for the hawk to a spit on that thing, meaning, you know, the thing.
Yeah, the thing.
You know, the thing, as Joe Biden would say. And there was something about that really just struck resonated with not only, I mean, I think men and women really found truth in it.
I was about to say, the honesty, just the candidness.
I think it was one of those things that's just it's so obvious and in front of your face that you don't even think about it. Like, you don't really talk about it.
Mm.
And I don't even know how often it's done, really, by people. It's been a long time since I've had a hawk too. I don't know if I've ever had that, but I want it. I want it. And I would think a woman would want to do it too. You know what I mean? Like, there's some sort of like a... I just spit on that thing.
You feel me?
Nasty.
You get me?
Dirty. Dirty girl. So, I mean, I think there's something that people, you know, men and women get something from it.
Yeah, it certainly resonated. She seems like, is it maybe the juxtaposition of her being just a cute girl and she's just saying something filthy and there's something about that? Like, if she was this gross, ginormous, non-binary person, you'd be like,
ew. Ugh, shut up.
But she's very attractive. She's cute. She's young.
She's cute. See, the thing about her is she's, what would you say she is out of a 10?
Can I see your face again?
Yeah, let me see if I could just scroll down, find a picture of her.
Oh, that's
something.
Howard.
Yeah, there she go.
She's like, if I'm...
That one's, I mean, I would say the hawk to a hat.
Uh-huh.
Not great. That's not a great shot.
Not a great shot.
That's natural. That's her natural. That's her without makeup.
She is a solid, and again, I judge very harshly, including myself. She's probably like a 6.7, like a 6.7.
Yeah.
Maybe a 7 on her best day.
I think you're being a little, that's a little, I mean, low? Come on. That's a little low.
You know,
that girl's better than a 6.7.
I think she's a 7.
I think she's even a little higher than this. Okay. She's like a, if I were to, I would say 7 there. She's a 6.7, I would say. There, holding the snake, spit on that thing. She's probably a 7.5.
Okay.
And here, I mean, she's got makeup on. She's got kind of weird teeth.
She's a solid 7 for sure.
I think she's a 7.5.
All right.
7.5.
Well, definitely very cute.
Oh, yeah.
Like anyone adorable. Would be very happy to have that around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 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 Any man would be happy to bring that thing around, spit on that thing. Mm-hmm. But she's not gross. She's not super hot. She's just cute. She has the accent, that kind of that Southern accent, and just how it was a really vulgar comment without it being no curse words involved, but it was a very like vulgar
thing to say. Yeah.
It was a perfect selection of words. It was poetry in a way that we saw come out of her mouth there. And it really was just everywhere this week. Now you're not on the internet. And
I'm on socials, not so much.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I mean, like I feel like this spread on social media though.
Well, here's the thing. The boyfriend was like, you got to see this clip that's going viral. And then he showed it to me and I was like, I see why I see the fanfare around this. It's a hot chick or cute chick who's talking about doing something vulgar. And not only that, it's like, it seems like it really resonated with men more than women, where they're like, yes on that. Because a lot of times when women spout stuff about men and relationships and what they like, it's often untrue, or men go, no, that's actually not what we're after. You know, when women say like, oh, he's just intimidated by you and that's why he's not calling you back.
Yeah.
So when this woman goes, hawk to spit on that thing, guys were like, yes,
that's what finally, you should do.
Yes, that's correct.
That's what you should do. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. It was interesting. I saw, I caught on late because I was, you know, this is a week old now.
Yeah.
This Hawk Tua chick is old news now.
Right.
But I was out of town last weekend I had my phone, but I wasn't on it like I usually am.
Right.
So I kind of missed this. And I had to look up I was just seeing memes.
Yeah.
Hawk Tua.
You're like, what does that mean?
And I was like, what is that? I knew I had to figure out what it was because everyone was posting about it. So it must be something good. And I'm glad that I found
what it was,
yeah, which was a special young lady who apparently was rumored to have a deal with a talent agency over this thing. I mean, she's smart. She got out merch immediately. She's got the hat on there. Like, she's doing the best. I followed an account with which claims to be her, and it's got some pictures of her, remixes of her meme. Mm. So, I mean, I don't know if she only has 8,000 followers on it, though, so I might be following a weird account or something. But, I mean, it's come and gone. It seems like her 15 minutes is more like 5 minutes now. So I don't know if we'll hear from her again, but I'm still going to follow her on Instagram.
Like, just that last bit one more time. It's so funny. Yeah.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
You got to give him that hawk to and spit on that thing.
And it's like how she like so playfully giggles afterwards as well, you know?
She has a good bubbly personality.
Yeah, yeah. It's very cute. It's endearing to say something that crude, but also just be so sweet and playful.
Be so sweet, Southern Belle.
Yeah.
And I saw the meme of Ben Affleck where he's like smoking a cigarette and looks frustrated.
Yeah.
And it said hawk to a girl's dad right now, which I thought was a pretty funny indicating, you know, that her daughter is
doing that sort of spitting on that thing. Yeah. I saw a clip on Rogan about it as well, where they were discussing it and Brendan Schaub was in studio and all of the comments were like, this girl is way funnier than Brendan Schaub. All the YouTube comments, but they were discussing kind of the same thing. They played the clip and Joe was laughing much like you did. And they were talking about the same thing. Like, man, her dad's probably like, oh, how embarrassing, you know, that my daughter.
Oh, yeah. It's hot to a girl.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's tough.
She could be Monica Lewinsky.
That's a good crossover here. We're going to get into breaking news. Monica Lewinsky. I asked Anna before we started the program today, I go, well, what's on your mind? Do you have anything in particular? She goes, I've really been getting into Monica Lewinsky. And I went, the chick from, what are we on, 25 years ago? Yes. The president's 25 years ago mistress?
Exactly, like 26 years ago. Yeah.
And I thought, there's her new news on Monica?
Not in my world. I'm going backwards in time to scandals of the past. And are we okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you exited.
I was gonna look at Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, yeah. So I saw this. It's called The Clinton Affair. It came out in 2018, so it's a little bit dated as well. She looks freaking great, by the way, and yeah. She seems to be getting hotter with age. Just yes. FYI,
she's a little rat when she was a little chubby cheeked rat when she was with the president.
Yeah, but I mean the purple, like the hair. She looks phenomenal.
Let me see if I can get a good pic for everybody.
Incredible skin. Incredible skin. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. There's this picture. Share this tab instead. Boom. I'm going to share with you the beauty of Monica Lewinsky and the Prez. So well, that's an old picture.
What, 1995, something like that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Will, is I didn't really know that much about the scandal other than just like the basic bullet points of, okay, she worked at the White House. She was young. I didn't know quite how young she was even.
How old was she? Was she a teen? Like 19? 22.
Okay. Which is an old maid in Bill's book. I mean, it's above board. So,
yeah.
Kudos to Bill there. Yep. But nevertheless, he got in office. Do you know how old Bill Clinton was when he got into office? Take a guess.
He must have been late 40s.
You pretty much nailed it. 46.
46. Yeah. Pretty young.
That's insane when you think about how you're basically 45. So, it's insane to think that people like in their 40s are, you know, the most powerful people in the world. But I really did a deep dive into the affair, and not only the affair, but the betrayal, not just by Bill to his wife, but Linda Tripp, who was the one that was secretly taping Monica's confessions over the course of maybe 8 or 9 months.
Right.
And she had about 20 hours of tape of her confessions. And I mean, really personal stuff.
She was a little, Linda Tripp was a...
Was a trip.
Devious. Devious person.
R.I.P. I think she died last year.
Did she die?
She died, I believe, last year or the beginning of this year. But her name came up somewhat recently in the news of her passing.
Oh.
So just to be betrayed by a perceived friend like that. And I mean, you think about all the details of, I don't know if you know about the Star report, which was the Ken Star. Yeah. So detailing every minute sexual to how he touched her, where he touched her.
Cigar. The infamous cigar
box. Yeah.
Yeah.
A cigar box. He put a pin.
Yeah. You could call it a cigar box if you wanted to, literally. Yes. Yeah.
So just going back in time and kind of revisiting that and all those details. And thinking to myself, like, wow, you know, when we think about all the Trump stuff and how scandalous it is, this Monica Lewinsky stuff was so much worse, like so absolutely devastating. And I think that there's a few connections here with me and Monica, if I may.
Oh.
Jewish. Well, okay. Jewish. Yep. You know, so I feel like I have that, you know, she's my Havarium.
I didn't know she was Jewish. Lewinsky, I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
I didn't know she was Jewish either. Just the public shaming and dragging her name through the mud. Now, granted, her situation is arguably somewhat worse than what I recently endured. But nevertheless, to just kind of see that. And she didn't jump out of a building. She said she wanted to. But her mother wouldn't let her. You know?
Right, right.
So just learning a lot about that, how she kind of went through that. And unfortunately, doing something dumb in your early 20s has stained
follows
her
you the
reputation.
Rest of your life.
It's her legacy will always be that she was the woman that slept with the president.
Yeah, yeah, the floozy. And she got really drugged through the media, too. Like, they really drugged her through the mud because this was a Democratic politician that was... Bill Clinton was kind of a phenomenon before, you know, he was kind of like called the first black president before Obama, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he went and played the saxophone in our city hall. There was a lot of movement behind the Bill Clinton worldview. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of people were behind him. He was very popular. I think among both, you know, before the scandal anyways, he was kind of like, everybody was like, all right, he's cool. Yeah. Like Bill seems all right.
Yeah.
And he had a worldview that people, I guess, kind of bringing in that neocon type of, you know, style that we have now, that's kind of been carried along with all these other presidents that we've had since, I guess, Clinton. I don't know. These guys definitely had his own style, own move. And it's still, you know, his foundation was getting these millions and millions of dollars in donations. So held power well after his presidency ended until Trump got in the office. And then didn't their donations dry up for the Clinton Foundation?
I'm not sure.
And after Hillary lost too, after the presidency, when Trump got in, all of a sudden, all the donations, all the money went away.
I honestly don't know anything about it, but I do have to say this. I've come to the conclusion that Bill Clinton was the best to ever do it. He was the best politician we've ever had. That doesn't mean he was a good man or that you maybe even liked his policies or anything like that. Strictly in the name and the game of being a politician and what that entails, charisma, being a good orator, being good with people, being likable.
Yeah,
having a presence. Sure. And it's not just Monica, but a lot of the people in the documentary that they interview, they're like, just he had this charisma where when he spoke to you, you felt like you were the only person in the room. And just his ability to schmooze, his ability to connect. He just really had a charisma that like few people have. And just looking at what he's been able to get away with, whether it's the Monica Lewinsky scandal, he was found, you know, guilty, but, you know, and he was impeached, but he wasn't removed from office and all of those sorts of things. But he's been dragged through the mud on a few different occasions. The Clinton body count, what happened to Vince Foster, mm-hmm. Epstein, mm-hmm. that whole little, you know, 26 trips on Lolita Express adventure. And yet, like, people are still like, yeah, Clinton was a man. Like, he really was just like the best to ever do it. Just the way that he moved, just the way that he spoke, just the way he was like a boy governor. He was governor of Arkansas. I think he won when he was 31 years old. Can That's you imagine funny. That That's you were the governor?
There's a picture of him, too, with Kennedy, with John Kennedy, when he was a kid. And that makes you think like, oh, that's weird. And he was in Skull and Bones, wasn't he? I don't want to talk off the top of my head. John Kerry and Bush were Skull and Bones.
And right? also the Bushes were.
Right. The Bushes were. Well, Clinton was in some deal. I mean, when you're meeting the president at a young age at some youth camp or something, you know there's something.
Sure. He was at Bohemian Grove, let's
famous
just say.
Picture, yeah, of them two shaking hands, you know, together there. But Lewinsky is interesting because she's kind of beloved now. But she was public enemy number one during that time because that was, you know, I was a kid during this time, so I didn't really know. I'm very keen on media malfeasance now, and now it's so obvious that I don't know how people cannot see it now. But this was a Democratic president that she was really not trying to take down, but was, you know, kind of got taped by Linda Tripp, who then was, you know, she did the investigation. She didn't really have any part of it. She didn't want any part of it.
She was actually trying to cover everything up, which was
she wanted to be president. Yeah.
No. She didn't want to be president.
She did. She was a Democratic voter. I'm sure she
Monica
voted
Lewinsky
for
wanted to be president.
No. She wanted Bill to be president.
Yes, of course. She herself wanted to be president. I don't think she had those aspirations. No, she did not want to take Billy Boy down. She was trying to protect Bill at all costs. She was in love with this man, you know, according to her.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Like, you think about you're a 22-year-old intern, right? Just like, you get to work in the West. Like, everything just... Obviously, looking back, it's like all these things fell into place and it's so crazy that they did. But there was a government shutdown. So she was working like in the East Wing. But because all of those government workers had to leave because of the shutdown, all the interns who weren't being paid were able to work and they were working alongside the president in the West Wing. And that's how she kind of started getting in close quarters with him and getting to know him better. And you think just some 22-year-old is introduced to the most powerful man in the world, like that, you know, women are obviously attracted to alpha men, but this is on another level.
Oh, it's the most powerful man in the world. Yeah. Exponential.
Of course she is. Every woman would be attracted to, like, oh my God, power, prestige, money.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, a lot of women scoff at that because that was the thing, too, when Trump got in trouble for saying grab him by the pee and they let you do it.
Yeah, because you're
a powerful, rich person. A lot of women went, I wouldn't let him do that. OK, well, yeah, I'm sure you probably wouldn't. But there are many, many, many that would. But it's interesting. Her kind of. God,
it's the salts.
It might be the salts. the her rehabilitation and her embrace of the media too, when they really just drug her through the mud during that time. She was on, wasn't she hosting The View at one point for a little while? Like, she just cozied back up. Monica, you sold out. I would have been like, hell no, I don't want nothing to do with you people.
Well, what happened was shortly after the scandal, she said that for a brief time she tried to lean into being a public person and came out with like a line of handbags and stuff, and soon realized like that was not very fulfilling or good for her mental health. So she became like this anti-bullying, anti-cyber bullying advocate, and that's kind of I think what she does with most of her time.
That's nice.
Yeah. So nice. And she oddly enough is getting hotter with age.
Yes.
Benjamin Button, Monica Lewinsky, is getting hotter as she gets older.
True.
Did you find her attractive as 22-year-old?
I mean, hold on. Let me bring this back up. I always like to play the game, would you or nah, which is a rendition of hot or not. Mm. But it's basically, would you hit that or no? I mean, I think the answer is yes, because there's very few that I would say no to.
Okay, well.
That's why it's a tough game.
Don't say there's few don't say that. You have standards.
Well, I think if you went in my Rolodex, you might be surprised.
There was the little piggy with the lipstick.
The one little piggy that worked at the Del Mar.
Yeah, the bar.
My dream weaver.
That let you down. I think she
tried
to friend zone you.
Couldn't get in there. Yeah. I tried.
I was friend zoned one time. Do you want to ask what happened to him?
Wait, what?
I was friend zoned by a man one time.
Let's save it for the after show because we're in 30 minutes now. Okay. We got to cut our Radio St. Pete people loose. We got to cut our audio only HMB radio. Now, again, I'm sorry, but I want to remind you, head over to hmbradio.substack.com. It's free right now. You're going to get the audio only, full, uncensored podcast. It's free right now, 30 days. hmbradio.substack.com. There's going to be an extra podcast that Anna's going to have back there, and I believe she will be doing at least one a week. If I ever can get one job, I will be joining her, and we'll be doing multiple shows a week behind the paywall, Substack only. Of course, Rumble, YouTube, willsyoutube.com, HMB Radio on Rumble, and lots of play this week on Rumble. I was good. Pretty happy with that, and I think that's the future there. So anyway, thank you all if you're listening on Radio St. Pete or Rumble, home_made_man, hmbradio.com, and HMB Radio. Yeah, I guess that's it, right? I'm trying trying to get all my stuff out there.
What's
The
Will's
YouTube. willsyoutube.com.
Yeah,
willsyoutube.com. And of course, the uncensored content will be over on Rumble and YouTube as well. So if you're listening on audio only or Radio St. Pete, join us over there Wednesdays, 6 p.m. We're live. So we'll talk to you soon. Goodbye, freeloaders. That's it. That's the show. Thank you very much for Anna Hummel. My name's Will Kuntz. You can catch Anna on the beach, as they call it right now. She's currently out of a radio job, but I'm sure one will come along very soon. You catch me on the bone on occasion on Saturday mornings and sporadically at other times. Maybe some news about that coming soon. A little too early to tell right now. For Anna Hummel again, my name's Will Kuntz. Have a great weekend. Keep it locked here on Radio St. Pete. You got Frank Rivera's Jazz Show up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thanks. Tell a friend about it. Follow me on social, home_made_man. Have a good one. Later.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.